what kind of stuff do you guys grow at Hardy's Farm in Grand Bergeois?
So, like, the top five items would be potatoes would be number one. Second to that would be tomatoes. Third, peppers, squash, pumpkins, Brussels sprouts, broccoli. Basically, you name it, in the month of July or August, we'll have it in our own garden.
And when you're running a store this big, how big is this place, by the way, in terms of square footage?
It's approximately 3,600 square feet. So,
you know, quite a lot of floor space. Just looking here, you know, got all kinds of fruit and vegetables around here. And, you know, some people might be asking, well, how much of it is actually grown locally or from a regional farms like your own?
So this time of year, like, I figure the month of January, February, and March would be about an 80 to 20, actually. So it's going to be 80% of the stuff is going to be, like, imported to the province of New Brunswick. 20% would be local from the Maritimes. Is this the reason that number is low is just because the stuff starts to dwindle out, right? Because everything from the Maritimes, unless it's greenhouse growing, is all picked in September, October for storage. And is either getting at the end of its storage life or it's just gone. It's already been sold. So, but once we get into April, we're going to pick back up probably to like a 70-30. And once we get into May, it might be a 50-50. But then when we get into the summer months, it's definitely going to be like an 80 local, 20% import. Like, because, you know, bananas, pineapples, we just don't grow that stuff around here. So that's what we're aiming for, is about 80% local there for about 4 months of the year when the stuff's readily available.
And, you know, a lot of people have been talking, especially since the pandemic hit, about the question of food security and trying to make sure that there's, you know, steady supplies, especially when there's a virus affecting the supply chain and stuff like that. So just wondering if you could comment on how the pandemic has affected the movement of fruit and vegetables from your perspective.
Actually, the pandemic was kind of good for the fruit and vegetable industry there, just because people are at home, right? They couldn't go to restaurants, so they had to cook their own meals. So the sales were up like 200%. Now they're starting to fall back down, like restaurants are reopening and stuff like that. So for me as a retailer, I'm not going to be selling as much as I was, like, say, 18 months ago. But then, since I do wholesale's picking back up because of restaurants. So it all averages out for me.
Right.
Like, the COVID numbers just kind of, like, retail went up, wholesale went down, and now retail's going back down and wholesale's going back up. So it's just, like, a total opposite, like, crazy, yeah.
And, you know, I think more people have been thinking about supply chains and how those work, these networks of infrastructure around the world carrying things like fruits and vegetables that people eat every day from the other side of the world to our stores and our homes. And just wondering if you could comment on how that was disrupted during the past couple of years.
When it's winter in the northern hemisphere, it's summer in the southern hemisphere, and it's like, you look at fresh cherries from Chile, the month of December, that's all flowing into the country. Like, if that goes into a container 31 days later when it arrives in Halifax, Vancouver, it's going to be rotten. So when COVID first hit, there was no flights. And that stuff just didn't come. Like, last winter, there wasn't any cherries available. So there wasn't as much fresh stuff available during COVID as I'd like to see. But now it's coming right back now. We're all rebounding. Like, we got all kinds of fruits from the southern hemisphere now, and everything's kind of back to normal.
That's good to hear. That's that sounds reassuring. What about some of the other changes that we've seen, the big economic changes, like in fuel prices, for example? How has that affected the sector?
Yeah, so that's exactly it. So when you import, like, vegetables are a heavy, heavy commodity to move, and about 2 out of every 10 tractor trailers on the road nowadays are hauling fruits and vegetables. So it's a big industry, and it's affected big by, like, fuel. Because a tractor trailer load of produce, it could be, like, if it's a tractor trailer load of potatoes, it's only worth $8,000. And right now, the shipping and the fuel surcharge is worth more than the load itself. So it was doubling everything.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So this partly explains some of the changes in prices that people, the increases.
Exactly.
The price of fuel.
Like one of my suppliers, to get a tractor trailer load of green peppers from Florida to Montreal, it's an extra $4,000 right now, American.
Compared to...
So, like, normally it would be $3,500 for a load to go from Florida to Montreal. And right now they're seeing numbers like $7,500, $8,000. So it's double.
Okay.
And that adds to the farmer, too. Because the farmer in Florida, he's paying a dollar or whatever it is in Florida. He's putting his prices up on the product. Then the fuel's on that. Then the shipping's on that. The wear and tear on the truck. Everything's gone up. So, like, stuff's, like, doubling, tripling in price, yeah.
Well... I think probably a lot of people are looking for bargains on fruits and vegetables right now. So I guess they can, maybe you could just give a plug for how people can find about what's on sale at your store.
Yeah, so like with our store there, like we buy direct and we're farmers too. So we cut out the middleman completely. So like even if another store that's selling bananas, for example, they're buying that from a supplier in New Brunswick. Versus a supplier in Montreal. So that already went through another set of hands, already went through another set of margins, markups. So we're cutting that guy out. Like we're selling bananas for 65 cents a pound. We're selling sweet potatoes for 99 cents a pound. We've got strawberries going on sale tonight for 2 for $5 just because we're cutting out the middleman. It's not that we're selling bad products. We're selling out fresher products than what the stores would have because, like my strawberries, for example, they're growing in Ontario right now. They were picked on the 27th of February. There's nobody around here that has strawberries that fresh. So,
So I guess people should check out your Facebook page if they want to find a flyer or something like that.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, anything else you want to mention?
I hope you come to my store, check it out, let me know what you think, and just keep eating fresh fruits and vegetables.